If Nashville's transit referendum is approved, it's clear what would happen next: expanded bus service and planning for light rail. But there's more uncertainty about the city's next steps if the referendum fails. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
If voters reject the plan, the Metro Transit Authority won't grind to a halt. It'll just continue with its current funding amount, making incremental changes to the bus system.
You won't see a large change in what I'll call the quantity of transit service you have.
That's Steve Bland, executive director of the MTA.
Not getting bigger is no excuse for not getting better.
The MTA will still increase frequency on a few routes, renovate its downtown bus station, and launch a new payment system with reusable cards. The bigger question would be whether Nashville would create another plan remotely as ambitious as what's in front of voters now. Bland and other Metro officials suggest another referendum would take 4 to 6 years. That's based partly on uncertainty about who will be mayor and the time it would take to plan and hold another round of community meetings. They also point to other cities that voted no and then needed years to suggest something else. But opponents of the referendum say less expensive improvements could come sooner, depending on the funding strategy. Either outcome, Bland knows what he wants to do the day after the vote.
I think I plan to take the day off.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.